You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is thermal conductivity? It's a term that has to do with the movement of heat. Any object has the property where heat can move into or out of it. Thermal conductivity is that ability to conduct or transfer heat. Heat moves. Cold does not move. Heat moves from something that's warm to something that's cold. If you went outside in the wintertime without a coat, heat moves from your warm body into the cold air and ground. If heat transfers through a material rapidly, it's known as high thermal conductivity. Low thermal conductivity is when heat moves at a slower rate. If you touch a pane of glass or the metal door of a car in the winter, it feels cold. Those materials have high thermal conductivity, and the heat from your hand rapidly transfers to those materials. Here's an activity to try at home. Next time you're making soup or stew for supper, use two similar-sized mixing spoons, one made of wood, the other metal. Place both in the soup at the same time and leave them there. Start a timer, and then in increments of 1 minute, lightly touch the tip of the handle. You'll notice that the metal will be hot very quickly, but not the wooden spoon. Metal has a high rate of thermal conductivity and allows the heat to rapidly pass through the metal from the soup to you. Wood has low thermal conductivity. Well, we've just learned a little bit about thermal conductivity. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. If you enjoy this segment on WBOI every Saturday, please take a moment to pledge your support. Here's the number to call.